The following programming is sponsored by Michael Sloan. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. So how are you guys doing?
Good morning and happy holidays. It's Kwanzaa and I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm well.
What about you, Bryant?
I'm weller. No, I'm joking. I'm well. I think the reason why we didn't hear an intro is because it's the end of the year and this is an outro.
Awesome. Well, nice to be here with you guys yet again on this lovely week, on this lovely Wednesday.
Yeah, you know something? It threw me off as well, not hearing our intro, wake up. And it's time to wake up. And some of us are going to go to sleep because we're not guaranteed tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's not promised.
That's right. So we have to be mindful of, again, how we treat each other. For some of us, we have lost loved ones this year, some years before. But I think a lot of times we reflect towards the end of the year. And I reflect almost every day. But, you know, I guess during the end of the calendar year, so to speak, we begin to reflect on what we could have done better or what we did worse or so forth. And I guess we can direct this show to be about some of the bad habits and relationships, resolutions that we might want to have in the upcoming year. My daughter's looking at me like, where are you going? What are you doing?
We had a whole discussion on how this was going to go, y'all. He's freestyling.
Well, no, I'm looking down.
But you're looking down, but not.
Well, then,
I'm gonna tell you what the issue is because we don't use notes when we normally do this show. It has a natural flow to it because our personalities, you guys are father and daughter, the wonderful Miss D'Souza, and it normally just flows. And when you try to correct perfection, sometimes these are the hiccups that
there
you
There you go, Brian. Look at there.
That's what it is. You try to prepare too much. And some things are God-given. Some things are innate, and they just come out naturally. So, and we were joking. I just rolled out of bed about 3 minutes before the show, and here I am up the line.
Wake up, Brian. Wake up. You literally just woke up.
Well, we want to wake everybody up, and as Makara said, we want to talk about structuring how we're going to go into the new year and some of the things that we want to maybe leave behind, some things we want to take with, and what does that look like to us all, and how does it look?
Didn't I just say the same thing, and my daughter looked at me cock-eyed like, what is he talking about? She just said the same thing I just said.
No. She didn't reveal our talking topics before they came up.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the women are going to stick together, Rev, so you might as well just get that one up.
No, jabs and throwing shade. You know, as soon as she got in the car, she was throwing shade at me. As soon as she got in the car.
Well, we are the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses.
Yes, we are.
This is the Hour of Power with, I'm Akara Sloan.
Reverend Michael Sloan.
Valeska D'Souza.
And Brian Fagan.
So let us do this. You know, something I always do in the morning and at night, I often start off with prayer. And I really don't do this on the show on air, but today we're going to start off with a prayer. So let us look to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's name, giving you thanks, glory, and honor for this day. Father, we praise you, we lift you up, we magnify you. You're Lord of Lords, King of Kings. You're the Alpha, you're the Omega, you're the beginning, you're the end, Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you for life. We thank you for the breath of life, Lord God. We thank you for salvation. Father, we rebuke the devourer, any ground we have given you. We take back by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just ask for forgiveness, all our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, so that we may approach the throne of grace, boldly asking whatever we will, knowing through faith it shall be done. Father, give us the words, give us the wisdom to do your will, your way. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.
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 So,
amen.
Brian, I think you said you had a great way to get it all kicked off. I think it was, what did you do well?
What did you do not so well? And what could I have done better? So whenever, I don't know if I got this from my mom, but I kind of applied this from being in sales or any type of relationship, business, personal. And I asked this to my children that are 18 and 21, soon to be 22. I always ask them when they finish something. Sports, school, whatever. What did you do well? What did you do not so well? And what could you have done better? Or what would you like to do better in the future? So I think if we can kind of keep that in mind, because this is the time of year where we look to do, like, what's those things called? Resolutions? Or we reflect on what life has, our choices.
Okay, well,
and that's what we can kind of get to. Go ahead.
Right. I think I don't mind starting it off. I think what I did well this year is taking in how I actually feel in my own mental space, and what makes me happy, what makes me sad, what triggers me. I put that into more importance. I think what I didn't do so well this year is setting boundaries on what people expect from me and how I let them treat me, and also how I treat others. And what I can do better next year. I think I can do better at following through on what I promise myself, and I can do better on loving myself.
That's awesome, Akara. I think that's wonderful. And we all, you know, when you say that, that brings to mind that I mentioned earlier that we are our own best friends, or we can be our own worst enemies.
Yes.
So we have to really think, all of us, I have a quote that says, be kind and loving to yourself, because this is who you will spend the rest of your life with. So doing the reflection to say what you've done well, what you can improve, and what kind of things we want to give up in the year is very important, because we oftentimes, women and men, treat others so much better than we treat ourselves. You know, sometimes we have to forgive ourselves, leave things behind, relationships, sometimes that don't serve you, behaviors that don't serve you. Sometimes we want to give up things that, you know, we go on these weight loss journeys, we go on these food journeys, we do these things, and how sustainable are they? I think you mentioned earlier, we want to be honest with ourselves and true to ourselves. What are we telling ourselves every day? So you're right. Every day, I think I've done some things well this year too.
Yeah, I think you made a great point when you said we are our own best friends. You need to be your own best friend, because I firmly believe you will never allow anyone to treat you worse than you treat yourself. And if you don't treat yourself well, then you will allow others to treat you poorly. So I think that is a beautiful
Yeah, absolutely. And when we start, you said setting boundaries. You know, sometimes we stay in a place a little too long, or we don't want to. Brian brought something, and I guess we can make the analogies like we are homeowners. We own this body that's given to us by God, and it's our temple. So just like our home, are we cashing in on all the things that we take in every day that we can do an inventory and say, this is something that is not serving well, is deteriorating my space, my soul, my house. So how are we looking at ourselves?
I'm looking at myself through a reflection, and I'm missing hair.
Just a bit. It's a little sparse.
See, you're not missing hair. It went ahead of you.
It went on a journey.
It will rejoin you when you reach the pearly gate.
Oh, hold on now. This is not going to be about that on this show here. You know something?
Don't look over this way.
No, okay. I'm not looking over.
Don't you know, look over here.
My daughter with all that hair over there. You know what? I told you, she just got up and she already, you know, as I picked her up, she's already throwing shade at me. Now she's talking about my chrome dome. But I, you know.
Let it be known, if I must wake up in the morning, consequences are to be paid.
Now, Makara, do you remember the first time I shaved my hair off?
Yeah.
I gave myself the baldy look, the Kojak look. And the reason why I didn't do it is because my daughter asked me not to cut my hair. Then one day she said, Daddy, basically she was saying, give up the ghost, but give up the hair. Let it go.
Holding on to the strands, right?
So I remember vividly looking in the mirror, and I was like, I got to let it go. I got to let it go now.
And more comb overs.
Yes. And mine was a comb back.
not a comb back. It was a
comb back with two curls in the front. With two curls in the front.
My gosh.
Oh, he was doing baby hair.
Well, no, it was natural. It was natural. We have small little curls, so and they fall.
The
so
tendrils.
it was like a nice little friend.
So all right, guys.
Oh, that ain't nothing but baby ultra perm.
So I remember, you know, vividly and just watching my hair just, you know, even after I cut it, I still, you know, you had your little black spots and so forth.
Little fuzzballs.
Yes. And then I just watched it slowly turn into a shiny head. And then I had the U, you know, with the U in the head.
Yeah.
And then people kept commenting on how shiny my skin is.
Do you oil it?
No, it's just natural oil coming out of your head. And,
I know.
And it can be distracting seeing a bald head, shiny head.
And then, oh, they ain't nothing but coconut oil.
So I remember someone saying to me at one of my health events, well, you know, you can heal this, heal that. Why don't you grow your hair back? Mm. And remember, my hair was permanently gone. Now, if you notice, I have hair coming in, and I just don't do what I'm supposed to do on a regular basis. But all of this, there was no hair, none.
So the follicles were gone. It was just
correct.
Smooth
now,
skin.
The truth like of the matter is, your hair never leaves. You just don't see it. In other words, it's beneath the scalp, and it has become so thin that it cannot push through the scalp anymore. So therefore, it never shows. So I use a few techniques to start making my hair push through my scalp. And it is getting thicker and thicker and thicker, though it went from nothing to now I have something.
So what I'm hearing is you're not leaving your hair in 2022.
No. I'm going to grow my hair fully back.
Oh, so 2023.
No, so now remember, it
look
takes...
Look at me.
Watch this. No, watch this. It takes... In order to grow your hair back, it could take to a year. It could take a couple years. If you're completely bald, and let's just say from male pattern baldness, mm-hmm. to get your hair back, it's going to take a couple years because okay. it you have to train your hair to get thicker, healthier, and so forth, so it will push through the scalp. And there's a few techniques, and I'll at a later time go over that since y'all want to sit here and bust all over me about.
So we have to nurture the soil. It's like nurturing that pod.
Correct.
I'm there for so it. My hair is thinning.
So one of the things that, you know, it's not really a resolution, because I know if I really want to grow my hair, I'll do what I'm supposed to do every day, which I do once maybe every 8 or 9 days. I'll do something just so it won't fall out completely again. So I'm still having it grow back slowly. But again, for me, it's not going to be such a vain about hair. But, you know, I did that as a sort of like a bet to the seniors, saying, oh, I can grow my hair back. And they say, okay, grow. Let's see you. And then now when they see me, they say, wow. Especially since the pandemic, I was completely bald before the pandemic, completely bald. I had that shiny look. Nothing was coming in. And then when they saw me, they said, oh, you actually grew your hair. You got hair. Yes, I do have hair. So one of my resolutions for this upcoming year is to be a better version of myself. And for that, it's going to be spiritually and physically, in terms of I want to be a healthier version of myself than what I was over the last few years. And I'm slowly getting there because I'm building up more muscle mass. I'm eating better. I'm exercising on a regular basis to get my muscle mass. But I've done some simple things, and I'm going to start doing some pictures, and I don't want anybody to take it the wrong way. But I was going to always do something on Facebook about, you know,
before
and after. And because this came out of a challenge to my nephew, like, we were playing basketball, and I have to play him in basketball. I'm almost 60, y'all, and I am going to play him in football, and I'm going to play him in basketball. And I do feel, I'm not making this up, I feel over the last few months, all my pain is left in my body. I'm lifting more. I'm getting stronger with push-ups and everything. And I said this last week, and I'm going to share a routine with everyone. How to get rid of your arthritis, how to lower your blood pressure, how to lower your sugar. And God said, we perish for a lack of knowledge. So a lot of times we go through torment and trials and tribulations. God didn't necessarily put them on us. Now, we know there are certain trials God did give us to make us, he didn't give us trials and tribulations to make us weak, but to make us strong. So my thing is to try to get stronger, more energy, and of course I'm not on any medication, but my daughter probably said, you probably need to be on some psych medication. Knowing her, she always throwing that shade on me. But that's my one of my things. So, you know, what are some of the things that, as a community, what should we be looking for in the new
Head
year
west
coming?
Toward North 79th Avenue.
What was that?
Driving.
From sleep to driving?
That was mine.
Going to get the latte?
He doesn't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee because I'm lactose intolerant. But my mind, I have that creative mind where I have to move. It helps get all my juices flowing. So I am one who moves a lot. So, but I wanted to segue into something that Rev mentioned. He said that his hair is growing back. So when I used to teach, well, facilitate, because I don't think anything teaches, I would extract information from a recovery class that I taught probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, Divine Light Recovery House on 60th and Christian. And what I would tell them is that everything alive is in recovery. If you cut your hair, it grows back. You cut your skin, it grows back. I lost a toenail the other day. It'll take a year to grow back, but it will grow back. So that's what the focus of some of our show is, trying to recover what we did not do. And last year, going into next year. But we have to stop being in this recovery mode where we didn't get things accomplished. So we want to hold ourselves accountable for the things that we say. The power of life and death is in the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21. So radio listening world, we need you guys to be better as we grow better, as we extract, because all of us have a we have a timer on this fleshly package that we have. So now I'm going to go back to muting my phone so you guys can't hear my direction. So
actually, Brian, I'm going to talk about recovery. And one of the things that we do, and Valeska, you and I, we're going to be going around to different senior buildings, and hopefully we'll do this in some of the churches as well, where so we give out information on how people can regenerate their bodies. The way that you renew your strength is by what? Renewing your what?
Mind.
Your mind. So you have
mind,
to have a,
your mind.
You have to have a, you have to change your mindset and not just change it, because you could change your mindset and change it for the worse, right? So, but you have to renew your mind, and that means take on a more positive mindset, because when you have the proper mindset, then it changes you physically, because then your actions are physical things that you're going to do. So what should proceed after you renew your mind is now there should be a positive action that comes out of it. Now, it may seem as though, like, for instance, when you're in the heat of the moment of working out, it seems counterintuitive that you're helping yourself as you go through this trial and tribulation on your body, because it doesn't feel like you're physically building yourself up, because really what you're doing is you're tearing yourself down to build yourself up. So I tell people, in order to get stronger physically, you got to make yourself weaker to get stronger, because lifting weights and exercising will make you physically weak, but your body goes through a rebuilding process. So we need to first renew our mind to renew our strength.
So yes, your thought process and what you allow into your mind is a direct reflection of the outside of what you perceive and what you have going on the outside. What you have going on in the inside reflects what's happening going on the outside. So we have to begin to see what we're allowing to come into our mind, what our thoughts are. And those thoughts can, as Brian and everyone says, thoughts have power. And when we change our thoughts, then we can change our...
This is what meditation. Meditation is meditation can do so much in the body. We talked about this before on the show, how meditation can lower your blood pressure, can lower your sugar. God said you should meditate when?
Day and night.
It's about controlling your breathing and your thinking. It all started with a breath of what?
Life. And how we breathe.
Correct.
With the way you breathe indicates, if you're angry, if you look at your breath, when you're angry, you breathe more rapidly or harder. When you're at calm, you take different types of breaths. So breath is very important, you know, as we know, even when giving birth. They tell you certain breath, certain breathing process that you go. So you're absolutely right, Rev, in terms of the breath work that's needed.
Now.
And it relieves pain, because I was working out with a trainer when I was back there in Philly, in the area of Balakinwood. And I caught a cramp. Oh, my goodness. I was working out. And I must have did something wrong to aggravate an issue that I have that I can't discuss on the air, but that'll be over soon. So I was working out, and it wasn't heavy, and I aggravated something. I couldn't pick up my keys. I couldn't get in the car. Then I couldn't get out of the car, so I had to drive to my mom's, and she had to run an extension cord and some pills and everything out to the car, painkillers, and put it behind my back. I was in the car for 6 hours because of this issue. And when I tried one time, she was like, breathe. And it actually relieved the pain. And I never knew that before. Here I am, 47 years old. And she was like, just breathe. And I guess from having children, she knew that. So I started breathing, and whatever, the Charlie horse or whatever it was, it went away. But it was ungodly. I've never felt that pain before. I was crying in front of my mom. So breathing is very, very vital. So I do thank you for that information.
So I want to preface this by saying this. Only what we do for Christ will last. Right? That's really the most important. And I want to put everything into its proper perspective. So we can do a lot of things. And again, we want to make sure we're doing it for the right reason. But it's nothing wrong with trying to improve yourself, improve your community, because at the end of the day, those are what we call good works. Those are the things you can take with you, your good works. So we're here with the Federation of Black Minority Businesses. I'm your host, Michael Sloan, with
Makara Sloan,
Valeska D'Souza,
and
Brian Fagans.
And if you would like to share in our conversations, if you would like to participate, we have a group that meets every Monday at 1:30. It's called Senior Ambassadors, in which we try to come together, we break bread, and we share our thoughts and our actions on how to improve the community. If you would like more information, you could call us on our 1-800 number, Makara.
That's 800-642-9519. That's 800-642-9519.
And if you can give out the website.
TheFBMB.com. That's TheFBMB.com.
A wise man leaves something for his children. So we have to be wise. What are we leaving? What are we leaving behind? Some of us just leave gas. Okay, that was a fart joke. Sorry. It always makes men. You know, it's a funny thing. I'm looking at the producers over here. I mean, when guys talk about farts, we always laugh. Women just look like, what?
Well, it's really? You mentioned air. Well, they mentioned how air was important, right? So it's just,
Brian,
just breathe it.
Brian, because you would know this, right? Because you're lactose intolerant, so that's going to produce air from the other end, right?
No, brother. Don't give me no milk or no almond milk, Daddy. No, don't do it.
So, again, we're talking about
legacies.
Our legacies, and it's very important. And Ms. Valeska, you're in the insurance. You and Brian, it's funny, we all have something to do with insurance here. So what I want to do is, I want Brian to go first. And Brian, you know, we talked about this off air in terms of a lot of times we perish for a lack of knowledge. And, you know, there's money that the community has that we don't utilize or we don't take advantage of it, and it's just sitting there. We pay for something that we just do not utilize. And Brian, you talk about your field in insurance.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Fagans here as I park. I don't know what's up with my car, but maybe I need to get some type of better insurance. No, I'm joking. So, I actually have 3 insurance licenses. So I'm an insurance adjuster in Pennsylvania. I also am an insurance adjuster in New Jersey. So I work for the general public like an attorney does for a fee, if you could compare it to that. So I work on a contingency. I only get paid when I find people money. I also have a property and casualty license where I can sell insurance across the country in many states. I can't do Jersey or Delaware, New York, or Maryland, but I can do a bunch of other states. So I've been doing it about 15 years. And what I do is I find people money that they don't know that they have. Meaning you have an insurance policy. It's an aleatory contract. It's a contract of adhesion. It is something that you pay a small percentage for and you get a big promise. It's normally about 100-to-1 ratio when you price out your insurance. So it's a dollar for every $1,000 or whatever, depending on where you live. I call your insurance policy a savings account because you actually have access to 10 times or whatever times amount of money you spent on your property. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Knowledge has to do with the word know. Adam knew Eve. It has to do with being intimate with something. Intimate means I know how it works. I know the functionality of it. So the way insurance works is it pays for anything that's sudden and accidental. if you have a problem or an issue in your home with the cold weather, when it's cold for a certain amount of days, cracks come up in your pipes. They freeze, they break, you have water in different places. God forbid you should have some water leak into an older property, and that's where fires come from, or leaving your Christmas tree plugged into a socket that can't take it. So you need to make sure you have the right insurance. You also need to make sure that you know you talk to the right person, because there's a lot of ambulance chasers, they call or fire chasers in my industry. They have scanners. They listen to the fire department coming out. A lot of these guys don't mean you any good. They will spend all of your money through restoration. They will try to do the rebuild. They will bring people in that are not qualified. I stay away from rebuilds. You have to find your own person once I get you the money, because a lot of those guys get extra money. So I just want our listening audience to be very, very leery. If you have a fire and you have smoke from a couple doors down of some of the guys that come out there, I know all the bad ones. I'm not saying I'm the best, but there are a couple that are in our community pretty deep that are doing very well. And I have a team there, just as when I'm in Minnesota, I do contracting work, insurance. I'm in the same lane. So my line of work is I find people money that they don't know about. I help them get their stuff fixed and repaired. And you guys can reach me directly at 267-581-0020, or you can call Reverend Sloan and he can give you my phone number if you have any questions about insurance, property, and casualty.
Repeat your number again.
267-581-0020.
You know, I'm going to tell you why it's so important. I had an incident a number of years ago and had a lot of water damage, and it came from stories above. All the water ran down into my office. I had over $200,000 in damage.
Wow.
With all my products. Come to find out, I had every possible insurance you can get on this business. In case of a nuclear disaster, guess who got paid?
Yep.
Me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have the proper insurance for water running down into my apartment.
Yeah, you need a water damage endorsement, because that is
probably content. Or I was told content. Mm-hmm. I didn't have content insurance. Something like that, it was called.
And that's the job of your the property and casualty person who sells you that, because they should educate you on it. So what makes me super, super different is I actually have the license to adjust and I can sell you the insurance. I just can't be on the same file. Most people didn't know that in one state. So what happens is your agent has what's called a claims ratio. So let's say if 100 is a perfect score and they have 30 claims in a year, they may, I heard this through the grapevine, they may start to decide to try and deter you from filing a claim, because sometimes they get what's called gain sharing back in the days, or bonuses. So you call them, they don't give you the proper endorsements, and sometimes they may try to talk you out of filing a claim. So some companies are good, some companies are not so good. I've been doing it 15 years, Florida, Minnesota, Denver, Pennsylvania, and the company that I sell for is out of Arizona.
So, Brian, I had another friend who had water damage as well. She had twice, actually. She had a pipe that burst, and she had like a foot of water in her basement. And another time, she had water backed up from her drain, and everything ran into the basement.
And guys want to keep your basement clear. I just did one in Delaware where I'm not licensed, but you only get $5,000 to $10,000 for sewage backup. So you want to keep your basement free from a lot of your valuables, because if you ever have a pipe and a sewage backup in there, the max you're going to get is $5,000 plus 5%. Of the $5,000 if you hit that. So the max you're going to get is $5,250 or $10,500. And I think the person in Delaware probably lost 30, $5,000 worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, you can write it off on your taxes, but this is information that you guys need to know. We might need a bigger segment for this, Reverend Sloan, because mm-hmm. there's so much when you're dealing with homeowners.
What I want to talk to you, I tried to talk to her about filing a claim. And you know where her thing was?
I'm not going to file that claim.
Because
my insurance is going to increase.
So she's paying for this insurance. She's been paying since she's been living there. She's never filed a claim. And she's going to wind up moving. So what she had this insurance was for what? If you never file a claim, you just paid money for nothing.
Well, people believe, and I think more
often. Well, no. You've cost yourself money. Because now the money you spent money that you invested to get back something that you were promised, and now you don't even have that money. So now you're in the hole, and let alone mold grows in 24 to 48 hours, it needs two things to grow, darkness and a water source. So if you don't file a claim, and then all of a sudden you start to have health issues, just like with smoke. I just did one in West Philly. The insurance company offered the lady $12,000. I got her $70,000, me and my team. So we got her $55,000 more. So that shows you something right there, that insurance companies are not your friend, but you do have to file it because your insurance goes up 4, 6, 8% automatically every year.
So it goes up anyway.
I have a question.
Without pause. Without pause, it goes up because the cost of goods, the cost of services. And then also, you have four duties after loss where you have to report it within a timely manner because they're going to say, hey, you didn't report it, you caused it to become greater, and we're going to deny your claim. So insurance is written by lawyers, and you have to know what you're doing, but it is very, very advantageous, just like you guys sell life insurance. You don't want to use life insurance, but when you use it, somebody benefits from it on the other end.
I had a question, Brian. There are some people, and sometimes they live in areas that are more storm prone or damage prone, who feel that it's better for them to self-insure, you know, set up a bank account and put money in that bank account as opposed to, using insurance. And I just wanted to know what were your opinions on that.
So it would be foolish to do that unless you have a lot of money. Like PHA self-insures, because I was trying to bring, because I grew up in housing authority, and they gave me my money to start my business back in 1997. I was at Temple to 2000, and in 2098 I got an award or something. They gave me like $25,000 to start my business. It was a loan, and I was trying to sell all of the residents a rental policy because we needed, because I ran into one fire on 17th and Diamond. And it was next door. And when smoke gets into a house and the water sits on it, and over time it starts to smell, gets in your mattress, it gets in your refrigerator, gets in your microwave. You can't eat any of the food because the soot is toxic. So I was like, you know what, let me go to PHA, make sure all of the residents have renter's insurance, because some landlords won't make sure that they have it. So when you have an issue, the landlord is covered, but then the homeowner's out of all of their things. So it would be foolish to self-insure unless you have millions and millions and millions of dollars, because once again, you pay about 1% of the value that it costs to insure a house. So a $240,000 house, you may pay $1,200 a year. So if the whole house burns down, I get $240 for this house, and I get up to 70% of the $240 for my personal property, and it costs me $1,200. Why would I ever take that risk where spending $1,200 where I can possibly get back $300,000+, plus you get back the money that it costs to stay in a hotel? I got one pastor like $30,000 one year. He had a fire, and the insurance company dragged their feet. It was like $2,500 a month to stay somewhere else. So you get additional living expense. You get your loss of use. If you own a property, you get your personal property, and you get the dwelling coverage amount. So I don't think it's advantageous to be self-insured.
Okay, great. Good thought.
Yep. So, any other questions?
So again, if you have a church out there, there's and you have any type of damage or people that you may know, you can call Mr. Fagans. He can help you walk you through filing the claim, what are the, I guess, pitfalls and some of the things you need to be aware of. You can reach him at...
duties after loss. Mm-hmm. 267-581-0020. Because like I stated, there are four duties after loss that you have to do. I've actually done quite a few claims over the years. My own church, we had, before we left and we got our new church, our heater was shaking like crazy. It was shaking the building. It put out all this smoke. I think I got them $40,000 for just smoke. I did one claim in North Philly, three doors down, two doors down. That was $47,000 for smoke because it gets in everything. I did a claim at Broad and Grange, 13th and Grange, Grange and Park and Grange, down the street from Philippian. That was another smoke claim. So I've done, my pastor and his wife, they sell real estate. They've sent me a bunch of claims. So I have an ad in the Christian Yellow Pages. If you guys ever look in there, you'll see my page in there for public adjusting. So if you guys have any questions about insurance, please let me know. Do not go at it on your own. Even if you just call to ask me questions, or make sure you have the right insurance as well, the right coverage. Water backup. My neighborhood store flooded from that storm last year, and I didn't think they had insurance, but you have what's called fourth place coverage. When you can't afford it, or the insurance company drops you for some reason, the mortgage company will force insurance on you. They'll pay for the dwelling, but they won't pay for your contents. And it's normally extremely expensive compared to buying your own policy. So we have to have insurance. That's how wealth is transferred, through life insurance. The only insurance that you don't want to use is life insurance, but someone benefits from it. So if you guys have any questions, call me. I'm free. I'm 2 hours behind you guys. So if you call me at 8, which seniors do because they get up early, my favorite client, because they always keep their appointments. They need the money, and they're great to talk to. If you call me at 8 in the morning your time, it's 6 in Arizona, so just leave me a message.
You mean you're not up with the chickens?
Sometimes, the rooster. Sometimes I'm up, and then sometimes I'm not up.
Thank you, Mr. Fagans. Brian, so we Valeska, you're also in the insurance.
Yes, I am, and I am in the health insurance primarily. So I work with everyone that needs any information regarding health insurance, mainly seniors that have Medicare and Medicaid, the red, white, and blue card. And there are many plans out here, and I'm sure that many of you have been bombarded with tons of phone calls and lots of mail and the TV commercials, and they all look very enticing. However, everything is not for everyone. And oftentimes when you see a commercial that says, oh, you could be, you could get $100 back, or you could get these free things, you don't know what you're giving up. So it's very important to talk to someone in your local community, in your area, so that you can make sure that you have the policies and the plan that works for you. And so that's what we do. We do a needs analysis. We do a benefits review. Right now, you're in the stage. You've just passed annual election, which is AEP. And now you're going in January into OEP. And what that is that open enrollment season. And this time is now, you've made your elections, but you had want to think about that. Maybe someone enrolled you over the phone, and now you realize that you don't see those same doctors, or there's some things that you've given up. Then this is the time between January 1st and March 31st that we can do a review. And if there needs to be a change, you get the opportunity to do that change. If you do not do that change, then you're stuck, or you have to keep the same policy until the next year, which happens in October of 2023. So it's very good to give a call and see what it is that you may be missing or what you may need. And you can reach me to discuss any of those things regarding your Medicare or Medicaid insurance. Sometimes you're eligible for things that you may not even know that you're eligible for. in terms of different ancillary benefits. And I can be reached at 215-867-9504. That's 215-867-9504.
You know something? This is the first time we really talked about what we do in terms of professionally, except McCara. McCara, she does something in insurance as well. She is a life and health, but she also does pre-needs as well. Too many times in our communities, brown communities, when someone die unexpectedly, we're raising money through Facebook. Mm. And that just does not have to happen. Correct, McCara?
Yes, this is true. You can take the initiative and lock in what you want to happen when you pass, because eventually we will all depart this world. And the last thing we want to do is leave our loved ones with stress. So there are various plans you can choose that will cover it. And what it really does is you can lock in the cost of your funeral today, even if for the future, because we all know prices are going to raise. Inflation is a thing, but basically you can avoid inflation by buying a pre-needs plan.
And one of the amazing things about it, it's like investing in yourself, because it's money that you're investing and you can actually use it for other things as well, if I'm not mistaken, because you're putting money in. But can you, I'm not sure, I'm asking this question, can you draw back from it if need be?
Not with the pre-need.
Okay.
So it.
Yeah, that's a difference. There's a difference between life insurance and then also paying for your funeral. So they are two different things, correct?
IUL. Yeah, so with the pre-need, very often it is you have a contract with a funeral home. And the funeral home is the beneficiary of that plan. Now, the plan can grow in money. So let's say you had a $5,000 or $10,000 plan. And you paid that off and it was in that account long enough to collect interest. When you do pass, the funeral home usually will take that money, pay for the funeral that you chose, and the difference in what's left over will go to your family. So, you book in the price for your funeral, but that money is in the account, and that account is gaining interest. But your funeral costs will always stay the same.
Yes.
So you're prepaying for it, and it's like a wholesale price if there's an analogy where you can buy it. And then, my carrot, can you also sell life insurance as well?
Yes, I can sell life insurance and health insurance.
Having all three of us, four of us here, I mean, that's a corporation.
We help all your needs in terms of your insurance needs.
But I want to talk about this, because we're going to talk about this more and more as we go on, because it's very important in our community. Because it's the first time we really talked about what everybody does. And we've been on the show for quite some time, and we've never really promoted ourselves, never. It's always about helping our community. And one of the things that we want to do, and this is for any of our businesses in our communities, we need to be promoted. We need to support one another. We need to recycle the monies that our communities generate so that we can put something back, because it naturally goes back into the community when we support the community, people from our community. So it's important to begin to direct monies to people who are in the community to benefit the community. It's recycled. In other words, you look in our community, how the money turns over, it just doesn't. In comparison to a lot of the other types of communities. And this is why you have the ghetto. This is why you have the ghetto.
Absolutely. Yep. So we help you and you help us. So we are here, and certainly we're your community advocates to help you, but also in return, We would love for everyone to, when you need a property and casualty, that means for your car, for your home, when you need life insurance, health insurance, we're here. Call us and support us as we support, and we will be in the community as well, looking for other businesses to come on that we can support.
Now, every 3 months, we do a huge giveaway. We have these events where...
We are the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses.
Yes. We give away $20,000 to $25,000, and you know there's no catch. You know, on a regular basis, I do this. We do this all the time. We go to senior buildings, we go to some churches, and we have these wellness programs to get people more energy, get them stronger, get them off their medication, in a very positive manner. So. It is important that we network because, again, we don't charge for these events. It's all pro bono. And we still, even at our events, we give away a lot of stuff. And if you would like for us to come to your community, your church, and just do what we call a one-hour demo, whereas we prepare. By the way, we actually give food.
We did a great event last week. And what we did was we did a wellness event on how to make drinks and beverages for yourself using fruit. And Michael, Reverend, did wonderful. People were coming back for more. We made ice cream. We made smoothies just from fruit. Do you know how healthy that is, but how delicious?
Well, let me just say on that. So when you understand, God said I created trees, plants, and seeds. So it's using certain parts of the fruit that we typically throw away and vegetables, being able to mix the seeds and the stems to get the most nutrition out of your food. So we do these demonstrations and we give away a lot of stuff while we're doing this. If you have arthritis, we'll show you actually how to get rid of the arthritis within minutes because your body's lacking a nutrient. So I'm actually going to be doing some demonstrations on this Monday. I'm at the York House, 5325 at 1:30. We're going to have some fellowship there. We're going to do some massage therapy.
What date is this Monday?
January 2nd.
January.
The 1st is Sunday.
Okay, so it's the 2nd. Yeah, so we're going to have a group of seniors at the York House at 1:30. If you would like to have more information, you can call me personally, 267-210-1807. That's 267-210-1807.
Bring in the new year healthy. And as you say, when you're healthy, then your mind works, everything's good, and healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Amen. We are the Federation of Black and Minority Businesses. If you have enjoyed this today's show, please consider visiting us at our website at thefbmb.com. That's thefbmb.com. You can also reach us at our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-642-9519. If you'd like to shoot us an email, you can reach us at info@thefbmb.com.
And you can hear us again on Mondays on
WTMR.
WTMR 800 on your radio dial.
Folks, it's been a blessing. You guys have been a blessing. Remember, you want to start off the new year with looking at it more optimistically. So thank you for joining us. I'm your host, at least one of your hosts, Reverend Michael Sloan with...
I'm Akara Sloan.
I'm Valeska D'Souza.
And Bryant Fagan. We love to see you guys back listening to us again next Wednesday and the replay on Monday. God bless you all.
I pray you all have a good end of the year and that we all walk into the new years with happiness and joy.
Absolutely. God bless you all. And again, from our studio and home to yours, much love and blessings.
Wake up!
do.